Moving on, number 8, 2026-034, found on page 44.
Chris Moretti, Public Works. Again, requesting to make an amendment to this bid. When the letter was written and submitted for the docket, it has the incorrect amount. This bid was being awarded for 2 years. It has an amount for only 1 year. So we're requesting to make an amendment from $50,000 to $100,000 for the 2 year period.
Christy, what was the amount for the previous 2 years?
It wasn't the current bid that we're in right now is a 1 year bid and it was $50,000.
Okay, for 1 year bid, okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, this will receive a PCR 73-25, and that will, I'll need a motion to 74-25. I will need a motion to
Motion to move favorable action to increase the spending to $100,000.
Do we have a second? We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
I agree.
Motion to move favorable action
As amended.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, the rest of these items are under the $50,000 cap, which means that members of the committee, members of the council, and members of the public have an opportunity to pull out any items that you wish to have answered or questions on. Are there any from members of the committee? Okay. Solicitor, I'm going to reach back over to you. I want to go back to item number 2023-154. And I have, I'm going to call on Councilman Napper.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd just like to request the PCR on this. I want to move this to the council floor and with a recommendation to hold until we get the numbers right. We're moving credits back and forth around. If you know what those are, presumably, I would say then we can just come back next council meeting with the accurate bid number and we can put it through at that time. I don't think there's anything. Time is pressing, I don't believe, right?
No, I think that if we take the carryover from, your points are well made, the carryover from years 1 and 2, apply it to the third year, I think we can amend year 1, I'll say to $1,000, not the $1,500. I wasn't aware that we had the carryover from years 1 and 2. My assumption was it went back to the general fund. I'm mistaken on that. It's credited to the account, if you will. So I believe that if we amend year 1 to $1,000, that would, with the carryover from with this year's, with the carryover from the previous 2 years, that would be sufficient. And with regard to the next 2 years, like I say, we always cost it out for 100% participation, knowing that it's going to be less than 100% participation. However, if this year's numbers are any indication, where we had 40 or 50 people doing it in years past because they're only getting $7, and this year it pumped up to 116, I think we're going to get much closer to that 142 maximum number.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, if we take the $44,700 that you're expected to spend in fiscal 26 and fiscal 27, simply add $1,000 to it and amend this contract to be $45,700, that should cover?
I would put that differently. Going on this year's numbers alone and the carryover from the last 2 years, I would say that in fiscal 25, that number of 1,000 or 15,070, because we have carryover, we can amend that to $1,000. That will cover this fiscal year because we have the carryover from the previous.
Councilman Napper, I'm going to concur with you because the numbers, they are, they're all over the place. And we go from spending like less than $3,500 to now looking for $59,770. And I think that we should have an accurate breakdown and accounting for this. So, Councilman Napper, is that a motion you're making?
Yeah, I would like to hold this till we get accurate numbers and then we can put through a contract that's accurate to what we actually need.
I'll second that motion. Before I move for the vote to the solicitor, the item PCR 7425 has already been assigned to 2026-34. So is it accurate to say that this next one will become PCR 75-25? It's a bit out of order. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So we have a motion to hold till the next meeting, Councilman Napper?
It's motion to hold till the next meeting.
Okay. We're in discussion on motion, by the way. Okay. So to hold till June 16th, I believe that's the next meeting. Okay, we have motion by Councilman Napper, seconded by myself, on PCR 75 to hold until June 16th. Do we have any further discussion? Is there any discussion or comments from members of the council? Any discussion or comments, questions from members of the public? Please.
Ann Sheridan again. I have a question about this carryover that's proposed. So my understanding is that at the end of each fiscal year, the city has a surplus, hopefully, or a deficit. So at the end of the fiscal year, there should be no carryovers in any budget because that just moves to the year-end fiscal year. So I don't know how it department would anticipate spending money that should have reversed out of their budget and moved into some other account for the future. I'm missing something, I guess, in the city's finances.
And I also share that concern because when we approve dollars and cents and at the end of the year, I'm told that, well, it's just going to roll over to the general fund if we don't use them. That is a concern.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Sir. Chief.
Hi, Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff. There is no carryover. The director misspoke. It's spending authority, room in the spending authority. That's okay. What he meant. There's no carryover of funds. They go back into the general fund. It's just that's how it works. The director misspoke.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, do we need a motion on PCR 75-25? That's what I said. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the items under the 50,000. Any items from the committee that you would like withheld? Councilman Napper? I'm sorry, Muto.
No, we're looking. Item number 12, 2026-054.
What number? Number 12? Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
And number 17?
12, oh, PCR 2025-482.
Madam Clerk, were you asking about the first item that Councilman Muto pulled or the second?
I ask that if you would get on the mic, please, because I can't hear you.
Okay. So the first item Councilman Muto pulled is item number 12, 2026-054, portable toilets and wash stations. The second item that he pulled is number 17, 2025-482, refurbished Zamboni for City Hall. Okay. Are there any others from members of the committee? Anyone from the council? Any items members of the council would like to have pulled? Are there any items members of the public would like to have withheld? I'm sorry, pulled for discussion. Any items from members of the public? Okay, I am going to request item number 9, 2025-040. Item number 10, 2025-041. Item number 14, 2025-424. And item number 15. Item number 15, 2025-473. No. And item number 22, 2025-480. All right, we'll start with item number 9, 2025-040, found on page 55. Christy, on this item, have there been any price increases to this?
We're requesting a 612 to extend the contract for an additional year, so the vendor will have to hold the pricing that exists in the current contract. So, no.
Okay. And I'm asking that because I didn't see a copy of the current contract in this bid package. Okay, so they will be holding the price.
Yes.
Okay, number 2025-041, HVAC services, found on page, I'm sorry, did I identify that one out separate?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't check it off. Found on page 59. True.
It's okay, we don't matter.
Any other questions? Of course you matter, Councilman Napper. Any questions from the committee on street striping? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 10, 2025-041, found on page 59. So Christy, the contract you had for 12-month period was $80,000, right?
Correct.
And if we divide that out by 12 months, that means you're going to be spending $19,000 over a very brief period of time. And
correct.
Is that money already committed?
About $9,000 of it is.
How much?
$9,000.
And are there any other encumbrances?
Not at the moment.
Okay. And in your encumbrances, according to the Munis report, this is back in late May, you had encumbrances in late May of $112,438.76. What are those encumbrances?
For this vendor or this bid?
I'm sorry?
That would be impossible. We can't go over our bid cap.
Let me just check the Munis report here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you are correct. The report I had was code 41331.
So not everything in those budget codes is committed to this particular bid. There's a multitude of other things that are expended from those codes.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you. Councilman Muto. I'm sorry. Any other questions from members of the committee on this item? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Comments or questions from members of the public? Hearing none, moving on to item number 12, 2026-054, Councilman Muto. That's found on page 66.
Hello. Holly Weber, Parks and Recreation.
Hi, just a couple of questions. The term, is it a full year? It ends in May, goes from July to May. Are you trying to sync it up with another agreement?
That bid expires. The MPA expires on April 30th, so we went through the same time that expires.
Oh, so we've had a gap from this past April to July.
We're requesting to go from July through April 30th, and that's when the state bid ends, the MPA. Yep. Expires on the 30th.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're syncing it with that. Okay. And is that a new bid or is that a continuation?
It's continuing.
Continuing. Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 14, 2025-424, found on page 73. Christy, there was some confusion on this bid, which we were notified on, but the description page that we have in our binders that were sent to the vendors, I assume that we drew up this particular document?
Yes.
Okay. Which is why both of the vendors bid on 30 square feet of plywood install instead of 1905. They didn't plug that number into 30, right? That was
correct.
Something that was sent to them. Okay. This spec is calling for specifically plywood. So I'm assuming that means what we're going to be getting is plywood, not OSB board or chipboard or anything like that. It's going to be plywood, right?
Correct.
Is it fir or pine plywood? Do we know?
Pine.
I'm sorry?
Pine.
Pine. And it's half inch?
I believe so.
Okay. And you have included, excuse me, a letter from the vendor you're proposing on using, committing to the $3.15 per square foot, right?
Correct.
So you're locking him in on that number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking that question because there's a huge difference between him, as you know, and the other vendor. So this vendor at $3.15 a square foot, that's about $100 a sheet for plywood installed, which is a fair number. The other vendor is almost $300 a sheet. So that's why I'm asking that question. I want to be sure that the department's going to be holding this vendor to the $315 a square foot.
Yes, and okay. If you look at the response that they gave, that the bid amounts are correct, including
right.
The square foot pricing. So they can't, you know, even if they tried to replace something, or you know, they have to bill us for the bid price.
Sure, and for the members of the public who are not aware of the fact, the reason we need the plywood is to go over the asbestos tiles that are on the floor? Is that the reason?
There's some rotting in the subfloor. that they have to replace. That's what they have to replace.
Okay.
The tiles are not going to be disturbed. And the tiles are only in the recording side.
And there will be no change orders for removing any asbestos tiles on
no.
this project, right? Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Item number 15, 2025-473.
Good evening, Major Sullivan for the Police Department.
Good evening, Major. Major, in this bid that you've requested, you've called for the tariffs of $2,498. How can you be sure that this ammunition you're looking for isn't in stock in America right now? Because the reason I ask that is General Dynamics Ordnance and Tactical Systems has 27 locations throughout the country. So have you confirmed with them that there is no ammunition in those 27 locations throughout this country?
Yes, to my knowledge, essentially drop shipping. So they order it, it comes from the facility in Quebec, I believe it is, Canada.
Right.
And it comes to us directly from there. It's not sitting in a warehouse somewhere in the United States.
Okay. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 17, 2025-482, Councilman Muto.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So the way I understand this is a Zamboni for the ice rink out back.
Correct.
All right. And instead of going and purchasing a new one at 116, you're deciding to refurbish an existing?
Correct.
Okay. Has that always been in the plans?
I don't believe so. I think originally the plan was to purchase a new Zamboni, but having this third one on site at Thayer and Warburton Arenas, I had the vendor come down and evaluate it prior to us requesting to have it fixed. He came out, it started right up after the battery was replaced. We do have to have it towed to his facility so he can do the work on it, but he said it's a great machine for an outdoor rink. He said doesn't recommend buying a new one for an outdoor rink, so that's why we're presenting this request tonight.
Okay. No. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councilman. Thank you, Christy, because that was going to be one of my questions. So, in fact, this vendor has had a hands-on inspection on this piece of equipment, and he is the one that provided this materials list.
Yes.
To do these repairs?
Yes.
How long has this machine been in storage?
It's probably been in storage for 3 years.
A year?
Three probably,
years.
Yeah.
And was the hope to be able to revitalize this thing? And
originally, the plan was to surplus it on the forum that the purchasing agent uses, but when it came up that we needed a Zamboni for this facility, and being that a new one is $117,000 as well as 16 months out, I suggested maybe having this one evaluated, which is what we did. And so for $11,000, this will be a great machine for the new ice rink.
Sure. Did you happen to check out a machine on that government bids thing that we've done some stuff with?
I did do a quick search on the internet, but a lot of the machines that I saw were in Canada, which in itself presents a problem.
Makes sense. Where will this machine be stored?
When it's returned or just in general?
No, once it's put into use at the ice rink.
There's a building. So part of the building that they're going to put behind the actual surface, there's a building where it will be stored.
Is that an existing building or a new building that goes along with the project?
It's a new building.
It's a new building.
Yes, it still has to be constructed.
And that new building, the cost of that new building was part of
the
price for that ice rink? Okay. You already stated that we had to bring the machine to them, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on. $2025-480, Magnetic Forensic Training Annual. That's found on page 113.
Major Sullivan for the Police Department.
So, Major, this is it's an online course that the officers will take. It's over a 12-month period. Do they, at their own will, pursue this?
Yes, self-paced over 12 months. I believe there's 10 or 12 courses within that time period. Some are completely autonomous, and some are instructor-led virtually, if they opt to use that version of training. And we've had other officers go through it, or currently going through it.
And when the officer completes this training, I assume that the police department gets notice of such and what the grade is, et cetera?
Yes.
Okay. And was this paid in 2025 fiscal year, or is this being paid out of 2026 fiscal year?
This is a 2025 bid number, so it'll be FY25 funds.
So it'll be paid out of 2025
yes.
budget?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Any questions on this item from the committee? Any questions from the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from the members of the public? Okay. Next item we have is PCR 58-25, formerly. Okay. I need a motion on the entire consent calendar.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item PCR 58-25, formerly 2025-419, food truck services for various city events.
Good evening, Bill Facente, Chief of Staff. The administration is requesting to withdraw this bid. The sole qualified vendor that bid on the project withdrew his bid.
Okay.
So we're going to go back out and revisit this later.
I'm sorry, what was the last?
We're going to revisit this later.
Okay, great. And I'd like to be involved with you on that too, please. Any questions from members of the committee? We need a motion to withdraw PCR 58-25.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion to withdraw. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That ends the City Committee meeting at 6:20 p.m. Finance Committee meeting.
Is this next? It would be.
Next up, we have the Ordinance Committee.
Time is now 6:22. Ordinance Committee is now in session. Okay, first order of business is to accept the minutes for our committee meeting held on May 5th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
Move favorable.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 4-0, motion passes. Now moving on to the first item of business, PCO 11-25, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the southerly side of Staples Avenue from the intersection of Midgley Avenue southeastwards to 70 Staples, docketed by Councilman Kirby, and this is for second passage. Any discussion from the members of the committee on this item? Any discussion from the members of the full council? No. Any questions or discussions from the members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion to move favorable actions for second passage?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0, motion passes. Second item of business, PCO 14-25, an ordinance amending section 2-16 of the Code of Ordinances to codify the City of Warwick's tax classification plan provided in the General Laws 44-5-67.1 through 44-5-67.3, docketed by Councilman Sinapi on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. And Chief, we hear you.
Good evening, Bill Vicente, Chief of Staff to Mayor Picozzi. I'm gonna let Neil Dupuy, the tax assessor, handle this as it's his, pretty much his ordinance, and I'm not sure I'll address it correctly.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. Most of what is being done here is just housekeeping. There were some things in the ordinance that needed to be corrected to bring us in compliance with what the state law says. We did also recently get approval from the state to amend our classification at the state level, essentially just unlocking the two tax rates, and there's no percentage based off of residential like there was before. So the main impact of this legislation, or ordinance, I should say, is to put a little bit of guardrails on it. What we want to do is use the same premise that we had before in the state law, but not have to keep going back to the state every 2 years or 3 years when we need to make changes. So this ordinance would limit the commercial tax rate to being twice the amount of the residential tax rate. And I'll answer any other questions that you may have.
Director, so that you feel that that gives you the appropriate amount of flexibility that you were looking for when we first discussed sending this up to the state?
For this tax year, yes. You know, it depends on what happens in the market going forward, but it's a lot easier to have the discussion here locally, set a tax policy that is directly related to Warwick, and make those changes if we need to, rather than having to submit legislation every time.
Okay, and just for a point of clarity, this also requires the same type of level of approval as the budget, I believe, is where it would have to be approved by council.
Well, I think going forward, our budget resolution would contain some language in it, so we don't have to have a two-step thing, but because the budget was passed previously, it's a little bit different in this year. So yes, it would be the council in this case, but if otherwise we're in compliance, this wouldn't come up every year.
So the approval would be inclusive of what our budget looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no further questions. Are there any other questions from the members of the committee? Seeing none, any questions? Councilman Lattice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Director, I just want to reiterate on Chairman's question that when these changes are made, that is something that will be coming before the City Council for approval, these percentage changes?
Yes, but normally I'll have that conversation during the budget cycle, but because we didn't have the authority at the state level to do any different, that wasn't part of this year's conversation. So we won't have to do it as a two-stage thing like we have to this year. But you know, based on the budget resolution as it was passed, the intent was to set the commercial percentage at the same percentage of the levy as it was last year. with the only added restriction here is that the rate can't be more than 2 times the residential rate.
So I haven't received any notice, but I'm assuming that the resolution that went to the General Assembly to allow the city to do this, that passed?
It has, both the House and the Senate.
Both, and has that been signed by the governor?
I don't know that it's been presented yet, but.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Chairman, if I may interject, the bills are in crossing pattern. So they have had positive momentum. It appears that they will be resolved in a timely manner. The legislature has a few more weeks expected to be in and would go to the governor accordingly. But our timeline would likely follow their action to make sure. So this is for first passage tonight, even if the council wanted to advance it for unanimous consent for the next meeting, it would we would likely have resolution or the signal of where it is at the state level. But it's intended to be a cleanup resolution to work in harmony with the prior resolution requested by the council, reflecting the budget as passed by this council, and the state doing their cleanup work for us as well, so that we have a little more control rather than always having to petition them to change this as has occurred over the last few years.
So with this flexibility that the city would have to change rates, well, do you think that would pose budgetary problems for businesses who are trying to forecast their expenses over, say, a 3-year or a 5-year period? At least the way things are today, I don't agree with the split that we currently have. As you know, I voted against that. But with that said, at least businesses who have to, in the private sector, who have to formulate their budgets and forecasts, wouldn't that pose some difficulties for them?
No, just the opposite. So the key thing for a business owner is typically stable, steady increases, if there are any increases, but to keep their expenses as stable as possible. What happens with the reevaluation is if the commercial values don't keep pace with the residential values, they might see a reduction 1 year, but the following year it's going to go back up. So it instead of swinging, what we're going to do is kind of build that curve so that it has slow and steady increases that follow the budget rather than following the values that take place.
Okay, that that certainly was a big concern of mine. And with that said, if the proposal that the administration brings before the city council, if we disagree with that number or whatever it is, we simply send you back to the drawing board, correct?
Well, I think whatever the budget resolution is going forward, that would be the council's directive to how I have to implement it at that point. Like I said, it's a little different this year because we didn't quite have things in place yet.
Okay.
But in a typical year, that would be it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. Any other members of the council wish to address this issue? Seeing none, any members of the public? Any questions or comments? Ms. Sherrod, if you could just identify yourself again for the record, please.
Ann Sheridan, and you know that I was going to be here on this issue, obviously. So the first question I have is, when did this go to the General Assembly?
Probably a little more than a month ago.
I guess I missed that meeting. Okay, so I get back to the same issue that I mentioned before. I think whatever happens needs to be based to an assessment date that triggers the revaluation or updates. I think you're giving the administration too much leeway that you really don't have control over. I understand what Neil's saying, but I still think that when the bills go out this year, there should be a ratio established, and the administration should not have any flexibility into changing or skewing a rate on commercial for the next year and the year after that, or however many years after that. I just think there needs to be more balance and more fixture. And while you may have an opportunity to cancel the budget or to send the budget back for review, in the end, the bottom line is going to be the same thing. It's going to be a residential rate, and then the commercial rate's going to start out at probably being, I'm guessing, 1.75, because the current rate was, what, 57% of the, or 67% of the residential. So if we're going down this road, the intent is to make sure that it's at least that plus more, because the residential rate, the residential values have increased so much. So there's a need to balance the budget. And I just think that there needs to be more control, and I think the council deserves more control. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sheridan. Any other members of the public wish to be heard on this PCO? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Move.
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable action and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, with that, the ordinance committee stands adjourned at 6:33.
All right, so before we move on with committees, we're going to convene into the full council, given the time and given that there's a few items that need to be addressed first before moving back to committees. So as of 6:34 p.m., clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Here.
Mr. DeLuise.
Here.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mr. Gephardt. Mr. Kirby.
Here.
Mr. Lattisa.
Here.
Mr. Muto.
Here.
Mr. Napa.
Here.
Mr. Ricks.
Here.
Nine present.
If Councilman Napa can please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And now for the national anthem, we have a special guest that Councilman Foley will likely want to introduce.
Thank you, and thank you to the City Council and the President for inviting this fine young lady here. I know her personally. She is my granddaughter. She is a student in St. Kevin's School, soon to graduate, and she is going to honor us with her rendition of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars star-spangled banner.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And just checking. All right. Does anyone see Representative Bennett anywhere? All right, not yet. So in that case, general communications, do we have anything for, oh, thank you. Announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. Anyone? Seeing none. Next is executive communications. Seeing none. Moving on to acceptance of minutes from the council meeting held on May 5th, 2025. Does anyone have any objection to approving the minutes as presented? Oh. You should object because we have to amend. Do we have a motion to amend the minutes for May 5th?
Make a motion to amend.
Motion made by Councilman Gephardt, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Solicitor?
Same amendment as reflected in committee?
Yes.
So noted.
Anyone have any questions or comments on the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, so that's accepted unanimously. Minutes for May 14th, 2025. Does anyone have any objection to approving them as is? Seeing none, they are approved. And May 19th, 2025 minutes, is there any objection to those being approved as presented? Seeing none, so approved. And May 22nd, 2025 minutes. Any objection to them being approved as presented? Seeing none, so approved. All right. And looks like next we have executive session.
Excuse me, Council President.
Yep.
I need to recuse myself from the vote on May 5th. I wasn't here.
Does anyone have any objection to Councilman Mito changing his vote to recusal from May 5th, 2025? Seeing none, let the record so reflect. And so next we have executive session. Does anyone move to go into executive session? And I assume your motion is pursuant to the Rhode Island General Laws 4246-5A2 to convene executive session regarding pending litigation, specifically FAVA v. City of Warwick, case number 1:19-CV00582, and Broomfield v. City of Warwick, case number 1:24-CV00444.
Correct.
Correct. And who seconded that? My apologies. Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Mito. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, we can go into executive session. Council stands in executive session and we will return shortly.